This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. In the days and hours before the death of a New York woman from a late-term abortion, Jennifer Morbelli and her husband tried to call her abortionist doctor, seemingly to no avail. It seems now that a reason may have been found for the apparent disconnect between patient and doctor. Among illegally dumped patient documents being investigated in Maryland is information that Leroy Carhart may typically give his patients the telephone number for his family's horse equipment business in Nebraska. The Washington Post is criticizing a pro-life group for infringing on the privacy of that woman who died in a late-term abortion nearly 2 weeks ago, while the Post plays down the abortion death to focus on the loss of privacy involved in such a death. They make no mention of the state attorney general's investigation into why Leroy Carhart's clinic illegally dumped private information, including copies of driver's licenses, prescriptions, and private patient information. This is Life News Radio.
Did you know that women who find themselves in an emergency pregnancy often do not reach out to their closest family or friends for help and support? They find themselves alone and afraid. Birthright provides loving, non-judgmental support for these women and their babies. Are you the one who needs to talk to a friend? Or are you the person to volunteer to help a woman? Either way, this is the Birthright phone number, 800-550-4900. 800-550-4900.
In other news, a Colorado legislator may quickly become the Todd Akin of the left. Comments by Representative Joe Salazar about how women should defend themselves against rape with whistles and safe zones is being seen as trivializing rape. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.